So, I wanted to share with you this morning a little passage in the Bible that I read quite a while ago and shared at Papanui when we did this as well. If you have your Bibles, feel free to turn to 2 Kings, but the words will come up, I believe. 2 Kings 34, 38 to 41. So just three verses. When I first read it, I was like, why is this little story in here? Like, it is quite miraculous what happens, but it just doesn't even seem to flow. It's quite a strange story. So, we're going to read it out, and I've got props because I'm a youth worker, once again. Just hide that over there. Don't mind me. Here's my pot. Called Death in the Pot. It's even called that in your Bible. We go on to the next slide and I'll start reading what happens here. Here we go. 2 Kings 4, verse 38. Elisha returned to Gilgal, and there was famine in that region. Gilgal was not supposed to be a place of famine. And we find out that it's partially because the people had not been giving back to God what was God's and doing their own thing. So there's famine. While the company of prophets was meeting with him, and they think there was around 100-ish prophets, that's a lot of people, he said to his servant, put on the large pot, ba-ba, that's the largest one I have anyway, and cook some stew for these prophets. Now, I don't know if you can imagine this, but there's famine, so pretty hard to come by food. They've put on a pot on the fire, and I imagine the smell is just wonderful. Everyone's pretty hungry, as you would be in a famine. Next verse. Can you click on to the next? Wonderful. Next couple of verses. One of them went out into the fields. Classic. To gather some herbs and found a wild gourd. Well, I've got a parsnip here because it kind of looks wild. It's got all the little wildy bits on it. He found it, picked as many as he could, grabbed them all. When he returned, he cut them up, chop, chop, chop. When I was at Pat Bapp, I got my big machete and I chopped this. I got in trouble for that, so I decided not to do that today. He cut them up into the pot of stew, though nobody knew what they were. Chop, chop, chop. It's going to be delicious, isn't it? So I think this young man that's done this has felt quite excited, like he's done his part now in the meal. He's added to this stew, and he's quite excited. I can just see him kind of beaming, waiting for everyone to taste it. Verse 40, the stew was poured out for everyone, shared out. But as they began to eat it, they cried out, man of God, to Elisha, there is death in the pot. And they couldn't eat it. Now, just imagine this person that has put the extra bits in the pot. I imagine he's just kind of sinking away, like trying to hide just a little bit from what is going on, as no one can eat the stew anymore. Next verse, please. Last verse, verse 41. Elisha said, get me some flour. Now, there's a couple of things you need to know here. One is, I think Elisha must have been a youth worker, because he's just calm. He doesn't seem to panic, which we're supposed to also do, aren't we, youth workers? He gets some flour, he put it into the pot. I'm trying to be very tidy here, Tim. You'll notice I may be invited back. He put it into the pot and said, serve it to the people to eat, and there was nothing harmful in the pot. That's the end of the story. In Jewish culture, the flour is the peace offering, and it was designed that people who couldn't afford oxen and lambs and goats and even the pigeons and turtle doves for offering, there was an option for them to bring something that didn't cost a lot of money. So everyone was able to bring something to the temple, to bring something as a sacrifice. And so we see what Elijah does is he adds something to this pot. And I got to thinking about how the pot can represent us. How we try and add things to our lives to make it better, but actually make it worse in the process. I mean, I think our culture is one of busyness, filling up our time with doing things. We continually add things in, don't we? And then I just think about our young people and think, they're so busy, they're so full, there's all this stuff going on for them. And actually, what we would do with the pot, if it had poison in it, is tip it out, wouldn't we? Get rid of it. And the amount of young people that want to just end it is horrendous. Because that's what we want to do, isn't it? Just start again. Just end it. And I see our young people in that space, and it hurts. I get to see this a lot. But the peace offering, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the bread of life added to the pot means that death has to hop out. There's no room. When there's darkness, you just need to light a match and everything changes. When Christ is added to our lives, and we know this, and our young people are yet to find it, life is brought in and things change, and there is power in this. This is why we do youth work. It's also our call as followers of Jesus Christ to tell people you don't have to start again. You don't have to get rid of everything that you've done. You just have to add Jesus to the mix and see what happens. And the beauty is that everyone could taste and see that it was good. I imagine it was the best stew they'd eaten. My encouragement this morning is, to not just carry on in our busyness thinking that we're just going to make things better by doing more. It's actually to slow down a little bit, isn't it? To add Christ to our day, to our week, and see what a difference he makes. I encourage you to introduce him to some others this week as you go from this space. Can I just pray and then I'll invite you up, Tim, is that all right? Masu Munda is the words for prayer in Fijian. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in our local neighbourhood. I thank you for the group that's here, the ears that have heard your word and testimony about the work that is being done. But there is so much more. Lord, help us to not just be busy beavers and try and do it all ourselves, but to listen to you, to add you into our day, to breathe and to know that you are good and your love endures forever. I thank you that you're the change agent for any work that we do. And we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.